out, and God will change the direction of a service. Or sometimes when I write things down, I think to myself, how am I going to preach that for that long? And then God moves and you go, well, that's why I only wrote two things down, because time-wise, God knew what he was doing. And so God had me write some things down I want to share with you to encourage you. Lonnie and I, Friday, we had an opportunity to go to an RMAI meeting, which is a ministerial associations meeting where pastors from around the area in Indiana come together. And I took Brother Lonnie with me to keep me in line, is why I took him. But I actually took him with me because my wife couldn't make it because she was working. And so I took Lonnie with me. And so we went over and we had some fun. And Lonnie and I had an idea. You know, I told Lonnie I'd been to a lot of meetings like that. And I kind of had an idea of how things would go. I basically figured out in my mind how it was going to go and how long it would take. And we went to the meeting and it didn't go as I planned. And it didn't go as long as I planned. It went longer. And it got a little bit better. And Lonnie and I left there just encouraged. We left there stirred up. And when I was there, a young lady, J.C. Neff, his wife, name is Kimberly Neff, she came over and we were praying and God was moving. And I mean, it was amazing. Things were happening. And God said to me some things very specific. Anybody ever have God get specific with you and get your attention? I mean, just like get it. Like you're like, there's no denying this. And so what ended up happening was God got my attention and basically told me as a pastor, he said this. One of the things that he said was that a new door had been opened for me and I had to step through it. And since I did what I did at this meeting and prayed for people and certain things, he said, you can't go back to how it used to be. And I thought, okay. And it was very interesting. She said, the Lord told me to tell me, she said, people in your church need to see what they see here. And I said, okay, Lord, I see what you're saying. God was getting my attention as a pastor. He was kind of getting me in a good way. And you say, well, what was happening there? Well, people getting prayed for, people getting healed, people getting filled, people getting excited. I mean, if you saw us, you would have been like, these are all pastors. I mean, we had a good time. We came out of there so full of joy. Lonnie and I, we didn't even need Starbucks to get home. And we went and got Starbucks because we just double dosed. We just hit it with the Holy Ghost and then threw some coffee down with it. And we were coming home really good. I mean, Lonnie and I were so just full of joy and Starbucks and everything that we skipped through towns and we looked at each other and said, how did we get to Charleston? We were like, we thought we were in Marshall and we were like, we skipped the whole town. We don't even remember it. Like, and so Lonnie and I, we went and you know, we had a good time and I realized that God wanted to do something new. And it's everything that he's been speaking to us as a church, you know, over in Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I do something new. Behold, I do something new. And it was like God got my attention because he was saying to me, everything up to that point was training for you. And I thought, okay, how many of you guys know God will train you and get you ready for where he's taking you to? And, you know, I was in that room and I told Lonnie and I told some others, I said, you know, the men and women that were in their room were pastors that I highly respect. And, you know, when you get in a room like that with pastors that you respect, especially when you're the younger man in ministry, you're very dignified. Anybody understand what dignified is? You keep it all together. You look real good, you know. You amen at the right times. You take the proper amount of notes. You look real good. You're like, amen? That sounds good? Yes, brother. Yes, amen. How's your church doing? We're flourishing. Praise the Lord. You know? And so we were in that meeting, and they said, we're going to have a time of prayer. So we started praying. And as we were praying, I'm the type of person when I pray, I'm not a public person, meaning I'm called to do this, but I'm more like, I like to be by myself, and that's just my personality the last couple of years. But when I pray, I like to kind of get by myself. Anybody like that? I don't mind praying in public. I can do it if you want me to, but I like to get by myself because I can hear, and I can just talk to God, just me and him. And so I went to the back of this little room we were in, and I'm back. You can tell this is the Lord because I'm back by a wall. and the bathroom thing is here, and I'm like, if somebody goes to the bathroom, they're going to hear me praying. It might be uncomfortable for them, you know, and so I'm sitting there, and I'm praying, and all of a sudden, the Lord just spoke to my heart. There was two ministers there that I knew. I'd met them. They were new pastors, and he said, pray for them, and I was in the back, and I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, and I kept praying, and it just got big on the inside of me. He said, pray for him. And I was like, I told the Lord, I said these words out of my mouth. I said, Lord, there's an order. You know that. So he's leading the meeting, this gentleman. He's leading the meeting. And if you want me to pray for them, you tell him, and then I'll do it. So I sat back there, and we prayed, and then it kind of calmed down a little bit, and everybody kind of came in, and then the guy leading it says, anybody got anything? And I'm like, no. Anybody need to talk to anybody, pray for anybody, do anything? How many of you know that was my door? Now, right then, I had an opportunity. This is what I want to get to you today. I had to step. I could have sat there and did nothing, and nobody would have ever known. Just me and God. Amen. But I had to step. And when he said that, I had an opportunity either stay right here, and don't do nothing, or step and do what God told me to do. So when he said it, I stepped, and I said to him, I said, the Lord kind of told me to pray for these two. And I just met them like maybe a couple months back, and he said, okay. So they came up front, and I was like, I just told the couple, I said, God told me to say a certain word to you and to pray for you. So I just told them, and I prayed for them. The power of God hit them. I mean, it about knocked me over. And I thought, good, I'm done. That was easy. Like, thank you, Jesus. Prayed for him, and now I'm done. I can go on with my day. But God was just getting started. And what happened was God started showing me things and having me do things and telling people things very similar to how it was today. And he kept just talking to me and showing me stuff. And every time I had an opportunity to do what? To step. I had to go by faith. And, you know, it went from just praying for two people to praying. I was sitting in the chair, and the person leading the service said, well, you ought to pray for all of us. And I thought, what? Like, what? I don't want to. And the Lord said, but what he didn't know was before he said that, the Lord said, pray for all of them. And I'm thinking, well, how am I going to pray for all of them? There's a decent amount of ministers here. Like, what am I going to do? He said, pray for all of them. And the minister goes, you ought to pray for all of us. Well, that was my opportunity to what? To step. And so I did it. So I went over and I grabbed the guy that was leading the meeting and laid hands on him and every single person in that room. I mean, I was mile a minute. I had too much on me to get all, I had to get it off of me. Brother Lonnie was there. Brother Lonnie was sitting there. I mean, the power of God was real. And then I thought, now we're done. Okay, now we're done. Now Lonnie and I can get to teaching and go get our Starbucks and go home. And then God said, no, we're not done. More. There's more. And he started telling me things about people. And I'm like, what? And so I started telling people things and started praying for them. And when we got done, we all looked at each other and they said that was God, because God had been dealing with us about this and this and this. And that was God and this and this. And I remember when Kevin and Annie Durant were here and Annie Durant prayed for me. Do you remember that? I remember it like it was yesterday. And she touched my hands and she said, you will start walking in a more of a healing anointing and you will feel it on your hands when you pray for people. And she said, you'll be more tangible. It'll be more like you know that he's here. And I've started noticing just on the inside of me when God shifts something in the service, there's a change. But I have to do something. I have to step. And as believers, we have to follow God. We have to step. When God tells us to do something, you have an opportunity. Either A, do it, or B, don't do it. One is called obedience. One is called disobedience. And, you know, it's very interesting because Scripture talks about it. When you look over there in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, or Acts 1, verses 4 and 5, God told them to wait. God told them to wait to be endued with power from on high. And if you look over in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, you find out that they were all gathered together on the day of Pentecost, and they were in the upper room waiting. So what did they do? God told them to do something, and what did they do? They did it. God said, you need to wait. Jesus said, wait, 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 wait. So they said, okay, we're going to wait. And they got together in an upper room, all of them, and they waited. They had to step. Could you imagine if they didn't get in that upper room and they just said, yeah, we're going to go shop today. God might have moved differently, might have happened differently. But they went to that upper room and they did what? They waited. What did they do? They stepped. They were obedient to what Jesus told them to do. And when they did that, what happened? The Holy Spirit showed up. Come on now. When he showed up, there was power. There was a rushing of a mighty wind. And it was as tongues of fire were resting on them. And all of a sudden, the power of God hit those men and women in that upper room. And people walking by heard them and started wondering, why are they glorifying God in a multiple of tongues? Multiple of languages. And then Peter, the dude that denied Jesus, Peter, the guy that puts his foot in his mouth, Peter, the guy I can relate to, he gets up and preaches a message to 3,000 people and they all get saved and added to the church. That's called obedience. That's stepping. And so as believers, as a church, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have to, as believers, if we're going to do what God has called us to do, we're going to have to step. It's time to step into some new things. Church doesn't have to be the same. Come on now. It doesn't have to be the same. So many churches just come to church and it's a routine. Sing your songs, do your announcements, preach your message, go home. Sing your songs, preach your... I don't want that in church. I want the move of the Holy Spirit in a church. I want people getting healed in church. I want people getting delivered. I want people getting full of joy in church. I want people that are depressed getting free. I want people getting set free. I want people, you know, if you got a devil, I want the devil gone out of your life and Jesus to come in your life. I don't want church the same. But if we're going to do that, then we have to step. We can't keep doing things the same way and think we're going to get the same, a different result. That's called the definition of insanity. You can't keep doing it the same way. So this morning when God started moving, he said, now is the day. Today is the day to start it. Well, what about next week? No, today. Do it today. Step. Step into what he has for you. Step into obey. Step. When we worship, we raise our hands more. When we worship, we clap more. When we worship, if you're a quiet person, guess what? You shout a little bit. That's stepping. Now, how many of you know it's uncomfortable on your flesh? I mean, do you think when I stepped in that meeting to pray for those pastors, there wasn't a little bit of uncomfortableness? But here's what I found out. When I stepped, he was right there. That's when he took over. But I had to step. That's when his power came upon him. Wasn't Matt's power, it's his. So, you know, it's when God says, pray for Lonnie. Well, I have a choice. Pray for Lonnie or just sit here and question it. Well, I found out in life it's better just to step. It's better just to do it. It's better to let God be God and let me be me. Amen? So in Acts, they stepped. In Acts, they obeyed God. David did it over in 1 Samuel 17. Because verse 48 says that he hastened and ran towards Goliath. That's called stepping. Come on now. That's stepping. David didn't wait. David believed that God was upon him and for him and that he was going to defeat Goliath, and he went and did it. How many of you know if David would have done that differently, it would have been a different story? And David looked at Goliath and sat. Sat and did what? Twiddled his thumbs and wondered if God was for him. No, David said, if God's for me, here's what's going to happen. And he said, let's go. And he took off and he ran to the battle and he defeated Goliath. He stepped. So, you know, in order for us as a church to step into something new, we're going to have to be obedient to God and be willing to step. You're going to have to do some things differently. Come on now, you're going to have to do, that means, let me just be a little blunt. I could be frank, but I'm going to be blunt today. Let me be blunt for a second. That means you're going to have to probably spend more time in the Word than you did before. Sorry, I said it, and now we're good to go. But that just means you're going to have to. If you did 20 minutes, you got to do 25. If you did 25, you need to do 30. Yeah, prayer. You're going to have to pray more. You're going to have to draw close to God more. You can't keep things the same way if you want to go up with God. You have to step. You have to step into it. You have to be obedient. There's nudges and leadings on the inside of us. And it doesn't always mean that they're easy, but if you follow them, God gets on it and there's the blessing. How many of you guys know sometimes giving, like we say on Sunday, sometimes giving of our tithe and offering, it hurts the flesh, but we do it. Why do we do it? Because we obey. We step. So, you know, as a pastor and as your pastors, we're going to step more. Things are going to change. Church is not going to be the same anymore. Today's just a start. You might say, that makes me uncomfortable. Well, we're here to help. We're here to teach. We're here to help you. We're here to show. I want you to live the best life possible with God. Amen? I want you to live a blessed life. I want you to have joy unspeakable. I want you to say, man, look at all God's done for me. You know, I know you might say, well, yeah, but the church down the street, they do it this way. They're under a different pastor, different anointing, different teaching. There's a different anointing, a different teaching, different grace, different things that happen here that are not going to happen at other churches in town. And that's okay. We're not called to be everybody else. You know, we're not called to. So I wrote this down when I was typing this message out, just this little message here as I throw my paper on the floor. And I want to read this to you, what the Lord just kind of told me to tell you. It says, we can't expect God to do great and mighty things if we don't step in and obey what he has told us to do. The church as a whole has stepped from and stepped into a new season. And as your pastor, I cannot go back to the way we've always done things. I have to step through the open door into what God has for his people and this church. It's a new season. It's a new place. It's a new opportunity for us to see the faithfulness of God in a new degree and a new measure. It is time for us to step. It is time for us to step. It is time for us to step. Let go of what you think it should be like and step into what God has in store for us as a church and for you personally. Your best is yet ahead. Your best is yet ahead. Your best is yet ahead, says the Lord. The time has come and the time is now to step into what I have prepared for you. So step, step, and step, and watch and see what I will do. The heart will be filled with great joy and astonishment. Whew! As I bring forth that which will astonish people who have doubted and questioned and even mocked what God is doing here. So get ready. I say get ready and get yourself, your family, and those closest to you, get ready for what I'm about ready to do. That's for us. So you say, what's going to happen? Things are changing, y'all. It started today. It started years ago, but it started on Friday. You know, I mean, I did what I did, and I just obeyed, and God said, now, it's time. Now, it's time. It's time to do things differently. You know, as a pastor, one of the things people deal with a lot as pastors is pleasing people. No longer pleasing people, we're pleasing God. And, you know, if God moves a certain way and you don't like it, you can talk to him about it. Or you can talk to me after church. You know, some people say, I don't like the worship. Well, that's okay. I like what one pastor said. I've heard this years ago. He said, that's okay. We're not worshiping you. You know, it's time. Come on now. It's time. You say, here's the thing I found out with God. When you go with him, it gets really good. And it's so much better than what we had before. I mean, there's so much more. And you know, the thing of it is this. You might say, but God moved this way. I have questions. Well, that's okay. Come talk to us. Ask questions. You know, answer questions. There's nothing wrong with questions. You know, I'll tell you what, y'all. I've sat in some services that, whoa. I've watched people run aisles. I've watched people lay out on the floor. I've seen it all, experienced it all. There are some things I didn't understand. There are some things I went, I think that's a little weird. But you know what I knew? If this is God, it'll stay, it'll stick, and God will help me out and show me and teach me and help me understand it. And I just stuck with it. I just stuck with it. And I realized this in life. I realized this. People are human. You know what that means? Are you ready for this deep revelation? People are human, which means you're gonna miss it. Ooh. Which means sometimes God may move in a church service and somebody misses it. So what? Well, are we gonna throw the baby out with the bathwater and be like, now we're done with God and now we're not gonna allow the Holy Spirit to move because, you know, so-and-so missed it? No. What do? Pull them aside and say, listen, you were trusting God, but here's some direction for you. Here's how we can help you. I mean, you know, can I be honest with you? I've stepped out and missed God. I've stepped out and missed him like a broadside of a barn. But you know what happened? People were there to help me. I was there to learn. I was there to say, Lord, help me. Show me where I missed it. How can I do better next time? I just kept stepping. There's so much. All I see in my heart is this. There is a bright future for you guys. Bright. So much better than where you are right now. Better. More healing, more peace, more joy, more finances, more than what you have right now. So much more. If you saw it all, you'd just stop and go, wow, that's a lot. And God says, just keep stepping. One step, one foot in front of the other. As a church, now it doesn't mean, you might say, well, does that mean every service is going to get just like woo-woo wild? And because I don't think I can handle that, Pastor. It doesn't mean every service is going to be that way. Because sometimes God's going to move and it's going to be still. Sometimes God's going to move in the teaching. Sometimes God's going to move in a prayer line. Sometimes God's going to move with a word of encouragement. Sometimes God's going to change a message. Sometimes every time we come together, he is here. And so we just obey, we heed, and we perceive, and we follow what he wants to do. And so as a church, we just say in the middle, right when we walk through the doors, Lord, whatever you want to do today, we're willing to do that. Whatever it is that you want to do. If you want us to sing 9 songs, then we'll sing 9 songs. Some of y'all say, that would make me uncomfortable. Well, it would if you're in the flesh, but if the Holy Ghost shows up, you'll sing 9 songs and say, could you play 9 more? Because you won't want to leave church. I mean, Lonnie and I, when God moved in that service up there in Terre Haute, Lonnie and I seriously thought, you know, we're going to come in and we're going to be in and out in like an hour. Yeah, that didn't happen. But we didn't want to leave. We didn't want to leave because God was there. God was speaking to hearts. We were just like, Lord, we just want you. Starbucks can wait. The trip home can wait, you know. I had the daycare. Dax goes to daycare, and I had updates on my phone popping up about my kid. And I'm like, Dax can wait. Somebody's picking him up, so he's good. I'm not going to worry about Dax. I'm going to sit right here. I'm going to sit in the presence of God. So I tell you that as a church and as your pastor and my wife and I say that together, we're stepping into some things, and it's going to get good. I'm serious. This community needs it. Come on now. This community needs it. This community needs a church that flows with the Holy Spirit and doesn't get off. This church, they need a church that has the sensitivity of the Spirit of God and teaches people how to flow. They need healing. This community, people need to see people get healed. And then they need to understand how to follow God. They need to have a church that is not off in these things. Amen? They need a church that's balanced and can approach it in a balanced way. They need people that are loving and caring and compassionate, which you guys are. But they need to see that. This community needs to see it. This community, I mean, come on. When somebody comes in here and is sad and a bunch of people in church are excited, I guarantee they're going to get excited with you. Come on, have you ever been sad and come to church and you're like, man, that was so good. I'm so glad I went to church today. You know, coming to church sick and you leave feeling better. You're like, man, I'm so glad I went to church today. This community out those 4 doors right there, there's people out there that need to get in here. Come on now. They need to get in it, and they need to experience what we've got. We've got the Holy Spirit. We've got the Word of God, and we've got, man, we got it so good. So it's new. It's a new season. New. You might say, but new starts in January. Well, it does, but God started it in March. So it's March. So write it down in your calendar. Today, 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 not tomorrow, not next week, today. Today is a new day. Today is a new day. Today, who I used to be is gone. I'm not going to respond the same way that I used to. I'm a confident man of God, filled with the Holy Ghost and endued with power from on high. And the anointing and the power of God rest upon me, and I will do what God has called me to do, and I will not stop until it's complete. Amen? I'm not going to take anything back. I'm not going to back down off of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to back off of preaching and teaching the Word, but I'm also going to follow the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and I'm not going to back off. I mean, some people are like, oh, but you say things and you do things. It's because people need to hear it, y'all. People are hurting. Come on now. People are hurting in this community. People need Jesus. You know Him. You're going to heaven. You got it good. They're going to hell, and they don't even know it. They need to get in here. So, you know, if you say, but Pastor, I don't want any more people in this church. I like it the way it is. Sorry, it's going to grow. Sorry, we're going to have more people in here. We're going to reach more people. We're going to have more young people. We're going to have more adults. We're going to have more people that are in the 50s plus. We're going to have more people. You're going to have, are you ready? You're going to have more friends. Now, how is that bad? Some of y'all are like, I like being by myself. Well, you'll meet a person that likes being by themselves, and you can go be by yourself together and be friends. You know? That's how you can be. You're going to have two people that are like, I don't like being around people. Cool, me either. Let's go hang out and get ice cream. So just get yourself ready. It's going to be awesome, y'all. I'm excited about it. I really am stirred up about it. I really feel that God just, it's just like, I don't know. When Lonnie and I were together, it was like just a massive overhaul. I mean, it just like whoop, whoop, overhaul. And I was like, oh my, I'm a different person now. Totally different. And you know what's amazing is before that happened, we were here in a prayer meeting on a Wednesday before church, and I wrote down some things that God told me. And a lot of the things that God told me at that meeting are things God told me here. He just confirmed it. And sometimes, how many of you guys know, sometimes you just need a boost to do it. And if you've ever met JC's wife, his previous wife passed away, but he's remarried. Kimberly is her name, and she's awesome. I mean, she's just mighty, but she's bold. Bold, meaning if you're a dude and you try to come, she'll get bold in the Holy Ghost and just call you out. I'm just like, you're bold, like you're bold to another level bold. And so when she got up to my face, she didn't do it in a mean way. She just did it because she felt compelled, and she came over to me and told me. And she said some things to me, and she was bold in it. I said, I can't ignore that. Because if I ignore that, then I'm just being stupid. You know, I can't pull the wool over God's eye. I didn't hear what she said. Because she was bold. But I'll tell you this, and then we're going to pray. The last thing she said when she prayed for me, is she said, people in your church need to see what we've seen here, and people in the community. It'll help you. It'll flourish the church. But you know what else God said through her to us? This is so good. He said revival is going to hit your church and your community. He said you're going to be a part of it. My Lord, I was like, whoo. She said that so loud, it was like the neighbors could have heard it. You know, I mean, she got it to me, revival. And I was like, she said it's setting you up for revival. So, man, whoo, I'm excited. So, you guys ready to go up? Ready to shake off who we used to be? Come on, we're coming up. We're coming up into new things. And just take a step every day. It's like what we did in that scripture. What do? They stepped. What did I have to do? Step. So, every day we step. What are we stepping? Obeying God. Just step. Just follow God. And let's trust God. And I say this much, it's going to get better. Oh, man, it's going to get better. 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 Amen? Can you believe that with me this morning? Amen. Let me pray with you before I let you go. Father, I thank you. I just delivered that word you told me to share with them. Lord, it was a simple word, a word of encouragement. But Lord, I believe that today is the day. You are doing something new. You're telling us to step into all that you have for us. So Lord, individually, corporately, and as a pastor, I say that we are stepping into it. We are not going back, but we're going forward into what you have for us. And we thank you, Lord, that the anointing and the power of God and the presence of God will be manifested in this place, that lives will be changed and people will be impacted, that we are coming up. We are changing who we are. We're changing things. We're moving forward. It's something new. And we thank you, Lord, that we perceive it, we hear it, we're aware of it, and we make those adjustments. And we thank you, Lord, that great things, good days are in store for us. We're excited about it, Lord. Excited about it, Lord. Excited, Lord. It can just get better and better and better and better and better and better from here because we're stepping with you. Thank you, Lord, for leading and guiding us individually, but also leading and guiding my wife and I as we step forward into what it is. And we just thank you every time we come together. Father, we allow you to move. Holy Spirit, we allow you to speak. And we allow you to do only what you can do. We thank you that you move and that you minister in lives and encourage people. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. And we just give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' name.